This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Fellowship founder Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, who recently passed away, had devoted his life to helping Christians understand more about the Jewish faith and about Israel. It is in that spirit that we share today's Holy Land Moments teaching with Rabbi Eckstein with you.
Today we continue our teaching on the Passover story. After the plague that killed all the firstborn sons of Egypt, Pharaoh finally agreed to let the Jews leave. God's people, all 600,000 of them, hurried to leave Egypt. As soon as they left, though, Pharaoh had another change of heart and ordered his armies to pursue the Israelites into the desert. The people found themselves stuck between the Egyptian army on the one hand and the Red Sea. Terrified, they cried out to God, and God commanded Moses, "Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water, so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground." Moses obeyed, and the Jews entered the sea with a wall of water on each side, crossing safely to the other side. The entire Egyptian army followed the people onto the sea bottom. Once again, Moses stretched his hand out, and the water closed, drowning all who were in pursuit. As chapter 14 in Exodus states, when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. What a wonderful illustration of how our mighty God is able to deliver his people even from the most desperate of circumstances.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help them during this Passover season at ifcj.ca.